Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Former MSU President Luanna Simon is expected to be arraigned next Monday in district court in Eaton County. She's been charged with lying to police during their investigation into accusations about Larry Nassar and what MSU knew and when. Simon faces two felony and two misdemeanor charges, and if convicted, she faces up to 4 years in prison. Peter Henning is a former federal prosecutor who's now a professor at Wayne State University Law School. Peter, these charges stem from Simon's interview with MSU police. In 2014, they were investigating a Title IX complaint by Nassar survivor Amanda Tomasho. Exactly what is she accused of doing?
Well, the headlines have all said that Dr. Simon's accused of lying, but under the statute that she's been charged with, it covers not only making a false statement to the police, but also misleading the police about what's called any material fact in the criminal investigation. So I think what the prosecution, what the special attorney general is going to focus on is that her statements were incomplete, and therefore they were designed to try to mislead about Dr. Nassar's potential involvement in the sexual abuse. And so essentially it's like accusing her of a cover-up, that she was not completely truthful with them. Not that she necessarily lied, but that she wasn't truthful with regard to what had been going on at Michigan State.
And actually looking at the warrant here, the quote that is highlighted in the counts are that she said to police, "I was aware that in 2014 there was a sports medicine doc who was subject to a review." And the complaint says she knew at the time it was Larry Nassar who was the subject. Help us understand, we have two felony and two misdemeanor charges for what seem to be the same thing. Can you explain this to us?
Sure. Under the statute that she's charged under, if the police investigation involves a serious felony, and in this case it would be criminal sexual conduct, then if you lie or mislead police in that kind of an investigation, that's a felony charge. What's interesting is it's the exact same charge for a misdemeanor, and that is, in this case, they were also investigating Nassar for misconduct in office. It will be up to the jury to decide which one, if the case gets that far, it will be up to the jury to decide, did she obstruct the criminal sexual conduct investigation or just the misconduct in office investigation? That will decide whether it's a felony or a misdemeanor. So the special attorney general is being very careful here to make sure to charge everything possible.
Now, you said if the case gets to a jury, what would be the roadblocks?
Well, if she were to agree to some kind of plea bargain, I would expect that before these charges were filed yesterday, that they had tried to work something out. But sometimes a defendant won't accept a plea offer until the evidence is put in front of them and they see the ramifications. Or if she's decided to fight this, then the case goes forward and it will go to trial probably in the next few months, although we don't know for sure how much evidence the state has, and that could delay how this case is processed through the system.
And what are the challenges the prosecution faces in a lying to police case? How would you typically approach a charge like this?
Well, what the prosecutors need to show is two things. One, that her statement was not complete, and also what she knew, that she was aware of additional facts that she didn't share. And this is where it gets fuzzy. And I think the real challenge for the prosecution is going to be that language is very slippery. So when Dr. Simon said, "I was aware," exactly what did she know at that point in time? Now, she's the president of a large state university, and does she have her finger on the pulse of everything? The answer to that question is probably not. She may be able to offer a defense that, "I didn't know. I didn't want to make some kind of false statement to the police officer, so I gave them as much as I knew at that point in time." That could be an effective defense. And another important issue is going to be, what did the police officers ask? Because we have the answers, but we don't have the questions that she was asked. Maybe her answer was as truthful as she could make it. That's going to have to come out eventually.
Peter Henning, Wayne State University Law School, a former federal prosecutor. It's always great to get your perspective, Peter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.